This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And we welcome everyone back to Minneapolis, where tonight the Nittany Lion basketball team will play Michigan in the opening round of the Big Ten tournament. 9 o'clock Eastern time. I'm beginning at 8:30. They have already had their shoot-around at the Target Center, and now a little R&R for them and maybe a little bit more film before they head over at about 7 o'clock tonight. This half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers. You want to change your trajectory in life? Check out NILGameChangers.org today. I don't care whether you're an athlete or a business professional. And the Sunbury Motor Studio mobile today in Minneapolis as Penn State gets ready for the Big Ten tournament. Todd, how are you?
I am doing okay.
How was that trip to Altoona?
The trip was okay. The game didn't go so well for the Seals.
Yeah. Was there a temptation to take the day off, or because you're a professional, you showed up?
Maybe tomorrow after tonight's game's done.
Oh, and where's tonight's game?
In Hamburg.
Hamburg? Yikes. Yeah. Okay.
There's and a Wawa, so I'm happy.
There's a Wawa, so you're happy.
I can get a Wawa sub for dinner, so that makes me happy.
You know what? I've never had a Wawa sub. Never have.
I think they're coming to Lewisburg. That's as far west as they've gotten so far.
No, they're coming to State College.
Oh, are they really?
Yes. They're going to have two in State College. One... partway between State College and Bellefonte, and I think they're going to put one in Ferguson Township.
I think there's Wawa in Florida now.
Really?
And Sheetz is really far south now.
When I was in Florida, I did see Wawa. And, of course, Sheetz I've seen in as far south as North Carolina.
It's funny because I remember going to the Sheetz and Katanning like in 1993, and you still had to use the paper and the pencil to get your made to order instead of the machine.
Really? Yes. Oh yeah. Now, of course, you have the option of going to the front or using the kiosk to take care of it. It's like, okay, all right. Now they'll tell you that, you know, let's talk about the good stuff here. That we now have more people dedicated to food. I'm like, yeah, I'm worried about the person, for example, that ended up not getting their job out of this thing. That's what I'm worried about. I worry about that stuff all the time. But that's just me. That's just me. All right. So it's tournament time, and there's a lot of tournament action going on. So we come back from shoot-around. And guess where the players gathered right away? They gathered right away around a TV set, right? And they're watching Florida State play. Like, look at that play. Look at this guy. Yeah, it's like it was actually neat to see. Just because they're into what's going on. But that's what's happening this time of the year. Now, Notre Dame did win last night. They play Wake Forest next. And the first game tonight here at the Target Center will be Rutgers against Maryland. And so we went out, went to dinner last night with the great Johnny Holiday. Went over to Murray's last night. And last time I went to Murray's, it was a Friday. So that meant for me, everybody else does what they do in their own in life. For me, that meant having no meat, so I had crab legs, which were great. Last night, we made up for it. We got a steak. Ladies and gentlemen, time for steak.
Hopefully it was a good big steak.
It was peppercorn steak, my man. It was outstanding. It was really, really good. Yeah. All right. Jerry Dulac coming up, what, 2:35?
Correct.
And that will be, we'll talk a little bit about the moves the Steelers have made. It's not just the move of Russell Wilson, but there's also the trade of Deontay Johnson. And, you know, I'm not big on him to begin with anyway. And also, to me, it was a great move, which I mentioned yesterday. Patrick Queen, all right? Patrick Queen being signed by the Steelers. I thought that was a huge move. Really did. And I'm sitting there like going, wow. I mean, to me, that's an impact defensive move right there.
It's funny that inside linebacker is kind of like running back these days, where it's not really valued as highly as it once was, because that's a Pro Bowl guy at 26 that they let get to the market.
Right. You're exactly right. I don't quite get the I understand there's certain positions on value. Now, if I'm going to have rush ends and a right-handed quarterback, I have to value the rush end. I've got that. And I need to value the left tackle to keep them off my quarterback's back if I have a right-handed quarterback, right? So, I mean, I got that. I don't know if part of this is based on the amount of, let's take the linebacker part out of it for a moment. I don't know if part of that is based on whether you, a running back gets so much wear and tear in a season because of the number of touches, or it also means not just the number of touches, but even staying in to pick up a blitz and things like that. There's a lot of wear and tear physically on these players. And that part, I get that part, okay? So I do understand that. But to me, when I'm looking out there and I see a Saquon Barkley, this is my issue with the Eagles in some way. Right? I don't care if it's one or two more touches a game. Miles Sanders should have had a couple more touches a game. Right? DeAndre Swift should have had a couple more touches a game. Now, did I say 10? Did I say 10? No. I said a couple more. Right, cuz there were times, there was a game last year, with Sanders. Now, I'm talking about 2022, where the Eagles only ran the ball 5-6 times total in the first half and threw the ball 20-something times. And I'm sitting there like, that makes no sense to me. You know, and it was a game where the Eagles didn't play well. And I'm like, okay, I don't understand why they're going away from this and exclusively going to that. And that baffled me. And there were times last year where I thought, I'll say this for DeAndre Swift. When they signed him last year, I said, yeah, I mean, he's a really good player, but, I mean, you know, he's had an okay career to this point, so he's a good player. He was so much better with the Eagles than I thought it was going to be. And I give him a lot of credit for that. But I'm baffled at times the way teams go away from their running back. Now, the Steelers don't. The Giants, when they had Saquon, didn't. But there are a lot of teams that go away from it. You know, the Rams are a great example. I mean, the Rams, all right, go away from it. The 49ers are pretty good about balancing it. But let's go back to what Ray Dittinger said yesterday. What did he say yesterday about the value of running backs when we were talking to him about Saquon Barkley? And he said the Chiefs, when a team goes out and wins the Super Bowl and win it with a very good running back in Isaiah Pacheco, win it with a good functional back that gets a few touches a game in Jared McKinnon, what does that tell the rest of the league?
That you don't I was going to say you don't have to spend a lot of money there.
Right, it's a copycat league, right? I mean, when Washington back in the day with Joe Gibbs was running counter trey, what did everybody else try to do in the NFL?
Run counter
they
trey.
They tried to put in counter trey. Right? Because that is just the nature of the league. The nature of the league is, okay, is copycat. Well, it's working for them, it's going to work for us. And that's the same thing when it comes to running back. Running back to copycat league. Oh, well, they can win with Pacheco and McKinnon, right? And to some extent, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. But, yeah. Yeah, I felt the 49ers as an organization took a major step forward, not just because of Brock Purdy, but the acquisition of Christian McCaffrey. We can't leave that part out. Purdy eventually becomes the starting quarterback, but now who's the starting running back that they acquired in a deal with Carolina? Christian McCaffrey. He changed everything for them offensively. Right?
It's funny that it's always they don't think it's important until it turns out that it, you know, it usually probably is. And, yeah. You know, and I think that's what a lot of people think, you know, Saquon's going to bring to the Eagles is to be kind of that Christian McCaffrey type of back for them.
Right. And he's a different running back than Christian McCaffrey. I mean, you know, Saquon's not, you know, now McCaffrey does not do this with the 49ers, but when he was at Stanford, he returned punts and was really good at it. He was really good at it. You know, Saquon, when he was at Penn State, returned kickoffs. So it's a copycat league, and that's the way it is. That's why I always find, and also what's interesting is when you look at college football, the influence of college football, in part because who the quarterback happens to be. College football has influenced the NFL tremendously based on who the quarterbacks are. So look at this particular draft. The mobility that can be brought into play by Caleb Williams. The mobility that Jaden Daniels had. You look at those guys. Not so much a Drake May. Okay? Not so much of a Bo Nix. Bo is closer to a Sean Clifford kind of quarterback who can move. Penix, when he was younger, could really move. But with the injuries, Penix has become more of a pocket quarterback. When he was in Indiana playing against Penn State, boy, I'll tell you why. The first major injury he had was in the Penn State game at Indiana, his freshman year. And he came off the bench and he was moving the team in part because he could move. The college quarterback and the college game is influencing the NFL game and not the other way around. See, and I think that's the part that's interesting. It used to be the NFL game may have an influence on the college game, or the NFL didn't even pay attention to what the college game was doing. Yeah, Texas runs the wishbone. We're not running the wishbone. Houston runs the veer. We're not running the veer. I mean, the NFL, whatever. And they also had a style of quarterback that they wanted a pocket quarterback. Good height, big arm, right? Now you look at the quarterbacks in the league and look how many can move. And let's go to the team that won the Super Bowl. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is not, quote, a running quarterback, but Patrick Mahomes absolutely, when he needs to, can move. And he's got quickness, he can get to the sideline, made the big run on fourth down in overtime against the 49ers. But you have to have quarterbacks these days that can move. And that's why that helps Jalen Hurts, right? I mean, Jalen Hurts, a guy that you're always worried he is going to take off and run.
And I wonder if that's part of the reason they went and spent money on running back is to take a little bit of the pressure off of Hurts, to take a little pressure off an offensive line that struggled at times last year and is now losing Jason Kelce.
Yeah, it's a distinct possibility. Plus the other part that Saquon brings to the table, Saquon's a good receiver out of the backfield.
Yeah.
He's a better receiver out of the backfield than Swift is. It's not like Swift was bad at it. Saquon's just better at it. And you want to be able to get him into open field. And with the receivers they have, with Brown and Smith, okay, who can clear out space, it's probably going to open up space for Saquon to make plays in the passing game in the open field. But we'll talk a lot with Jerry Dulac and get his thought on Russell Wilson and the one-year bargain basement filings deal that they made with him to get him to Pittsburgh, because Russell Wilson is going to be getting a lot of money from the Denver Broncos. So there you go. All right, we'll take a break. Half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers. As we continue from Minneapolis in a moment here on the News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers at your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
And this half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers. Go to NILGameChangers.org, Sunbury Motors Studio, here mobile in Minneapolis, Penn State, and Michigan tonight. And that's at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8:30 Central. Right now, Florida State is beating Virginia Tech. ACC tournament second round. Micah Shrewsbury and Notre Dame, after winning last night, get Wake Forest this afternoon. Kenny Payne is out as the head coach at Louisville. Do not shed a tear. The buyout was $8 million. Just so you know. All right. I mentioned that to Roger about the suit. Evidently, the buyout is huge. It's like $50. No? Not true? Just asking. All right. By the way, Patriot Championship tonight at 7. It is Colgate against Lehigh. It's interesting, in something that comes up in these conference tournaments that I find interesting, at least to me, because we've been in this world of realignment. So this is the last Pac-12 tournament ever, for example. But I take, for example, the American Athletic Conference, the AAC. Temple's in that. And really, the roots of it go all the way back. Do you remember the old Metro Conference, Todd, way back when?
I remember the name. I don't know if I could give you a team.
I mean, Memphis was in it. Louisville was in it. West Virginia tried hard to get in it. Oh, good. they were in the Atlantic 10. They kept complaining about how bad the Atlantic 10 was, and they wanted to get to the Metro. And now that's part of me living my life, and the fact that I was around it. So that's why I know it. But like the AAC is a perfect example of what kind of mishmash that we have in some areas of college sports. Temple's in the same conference as Rice. Okay, Temple's in the same conference with Rice? And Wichita State. By the way, so far tickets punch Morehead State, Longwood, Stetson, Drake, James Madison, Samford, Wagner. That was an upset. Oakland, Charleston, St. Mary's beat Gonzaga last night, and South Dakota State won the Summit League. Right now, Florida State leads over Virginia Tech 68-60 under 3 minutes to play. BYU 15.5 to play. In Kansas City leads UCF 57-48. So we get you updated on all the scores. But see, that look at what UConn did. What did UConn do? Okay? UConn finally looked at the American and said, you know what? This isn't us. And they figured out a way to get themselves back to the Big East. Right?
Yes. My favorite one's always been the Pioneer Conference in 1AA football, that Valparaiso and San Diego are in the same conference.
Yes, but if you're Valpo, you get a trip to San Diego.
This is true.
If you're San Diego, you get a trip to Valpo. Let's go to Northern Indiana and have a blast. All right. Back with more in a moment. Jerry Dulac next hour. This half hour has been brought to you by NIL Game Changers. Go to nilgamechangers.org here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.